Good morning. Welcome to today's Talk of the Town, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30 right here on Kiowa FM 105.3. I'm Tom Trauber. Each day we talk to some of our friends and neighbors from the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on here in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town brought to you by Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden Real Community Banks, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon, the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation of Sheldon. My guest this morning is Sioux County Sheriff Jamie Van Voorst, and we will visit with him right after this.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
At Northwest Iowa Community College, our newest projects are the brand new diesel technology program and automotive and light duty diesel classrooms and labs. NCC has a partnership with Snap-on Tools. It means you don't have a huge outlaying of cash at the beginning of your studies. Try out the program to make sure you want that career path. But from day one, you'll still start with the quality tools you need. Bonus, when you graduate, you'll have a brand new set of tools in a toolbox waiting for you as you start your career. New buildings, new classrooms, new labs, and new tools. At NCC, your success is our story.
Citizen State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB, for you. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for you mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizen State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for you is offered by Citizen State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
Welcome back on Talk of the Town. Speaking in studio this morning with Sioux County Sheriff Jamie Van Voorst. Thanks for making the trip over.
Absolutely.
The 8 or 9 blocks out of your county.
Yeah. Yep. We call it the fringe area.
Yeah, there you go. The suburbs of Sioux County.
Yeah. Right.
And, of course, you're here this morning because I believe it was last weekend, three of your dispatchers received statewide recognition.
That's right.
Tell me about that.
It was a great day. Normally it's one dispatcher, but it was presented at what's called the IMSA conference, which is the Iowa Emergency Medical Services Association. And they hold a conference down in Des Moines every year at the Veterans Memorial Building, where they have trainings and just various vendors. And it's a real good conference. Well, they also have an award ceremony where many individuals are recognized for just different areas. And this particular one was Dispatcher of the Year, which stemmed from a nomination from a Rock Valley EMT. And instead of giving it to one person, then he nominated all three, and they were selected for that award.
Well, and this, as I understand it, came out of their actions during the floods in June.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
We're highlighting these three, but you have a whole crew of dispatchers that do the same thing.
Yep.
All the time. How many dispatchers do you have?
I got to think here. We are up to 7.
Okay.
In our comm center with part timers. And our calls for service, we keep going up every year, just like everyone else.
I'm sure you probably keep going up every month.
It really does.
Yeah.
From when I started 30 years ago, it has, I mean, we're over almost 30,000 calls a year.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, if you would have told me that way back then, I just would never believed it.
Well, I remember the days when nobody had more than one dispatcher on duty at a time, but that's not the case anymore.
That's right. It was commonplace. And now we have most of the time, two all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we have it set up that we can have a third if needed on a station. The only time we may have one dispatcher is during the early morning quiet hours, I guess. But yeah, you know that can change too in the blink of an eye.
Didn't mean to laugh, but
it's true. I knew what you were thinking.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
These are very special people. Nothing rattles these folks. They are so calm, so cool and collected. They sound like they're sitting on a block of ice.
Oh.
And when that phone with the obnoxious ringtone goes off,
yeah,
they know that they're going to be dealing with somebody who probably is having one of the worst days of their life.
Absolutely. And it's funny you reference the obnoxious ringtone. If there's deputies standing in there, usually they turn and go out of the room. They know exactly what's going to probably come up.
Well, and they know that maybe it's time to head to the car.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Okay, we'll be back and talk more with Sheriff Van Voorst about the dispatchers and the awards, and we'll do that right after this.
Enjoy the seasons with them at the train station in Alton and Sheldon, as both locations continue to impress with delicious menus as well as all new and amazing atmosphere. Grab a seat at this train station and let them pamper you with foods and beverages that will keep you joining them at the train station in Alton and Sheldon. Sheldon now open 11 a.m. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Mondays.
Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side in the Crossroads Edition, the newest outlet for top shelf liquors, quality smokes and gummies to help with pain and anxiety. See them for the greatest products and the convenience of the all new drive up window on the east end of the building. Sit tight and comfortable in your car while they help you.
All right, welcome back on Talk of the Town. Sheriff Jamie Van Voorst of the Sioux County Sheriff's Office. Talking about your dispatchers, and we're talking about how nothing seems to rattle them. I think you could set off a bomb in the room next door and, not even get a rise out of them.
Oh, they do so well. They stay cool under pressure. They all do. They just have a knack for it. It's the definition of multitasking. There's times where, multiple phone lines are ringing. There's radio traffic going on. There's ambulance calls going on, fire. They just handle it so well.
And now we're not talking about one department that they're responsible for. They're responsible for every law enforcement agency, every ambulance agency, every fire agency in Sioux County, and that's a lot of different entities.
That's correct. There is many. And this particular night, there was a lot of those communities all having crisis going on.
And I would imagine that the obnoxious ringtone was going off fairly often.
It just was nonstop. I was over in Rock Valley, and my chief deputy, Nate, who's also the emergency management coordinator, I distinctly remember about 2:30 in the morning looking over at him just saying, are they going to be overwhelmed? Because it just was nonstop. It was one thing literally after another, but they made it through. They did such an awesome job, and I think that's where this nomination was fitting, and the award just sealed it, and it was a real neat thing to see.
Now, we've talked about the three dispatchers that won it, or were awarded that, presented with that award. We didn't say who they are.
Though. Right, yeah.
So we better do that.
Yes, we have to recognize them. Courtney Lesage is the one that was, of these three, that's been there the longest. She's was hired in February of 2020, and then Delaney, the other two gals, and this is kind of the neat part of it too. These other two gals were very new when this flood happened. Delaney Geddes was hired in, September of last year of 23. So she's just been there now for a bit over a year. And then the other one, even less, Makaya Heemstra was hired, I got to think here, April 1 of this year.
Oh, my.
So she was just getting to learning the ropes.
Reminds me of the term baptism by fire.
100%.
Or by water in this case.
But, yes, right.
But and it would have been very easy, I would think, for them to get overwhelmed. But I heard a lot of that radio traffic that night, and they were just as cool as they could be.
It was amazing, wasn't it?
It was.
They just sounded like they'd been at it for a lot longer than they have been.
Uh-huh. Yep. I remember a story several years ago about a dispatcher, and I think it was in your county, who you could not ever tell if he was stressed, except that the person who came in for the next shift had to get a different chair because the one he was in was sweat soaked.
It could be. And you're probably talking about old Lauren Wilkin.
That would be the one, yes.
Yeah, yep. He was that. That was that definition of exactly what you said. You could never tell it. And that's what we always say to dispatchers today. Even if you're getting stressed or excited, you can't show that. You can't mm-hmm. show it on the radio, and you can't show that on a phone call. And it's just ingrained into them that, and they did exactly that that night.
And the phone calls, as we alluded to earlier, you're talking with someone who is, who's not having a good day. At yep. best, they're not having a good day, or they wouldn't be calling 911. And if you are not in control of yourself, it will push them further off the edge, so to speak.
It absolutely does.
Yeah.
It fuels it. And these calls on the flood, as I mean, so hundreds and hundreds of people that are listening to this will remember that this was one of the worst nights of their lives.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
And it wasn't just, you know, oh, this person's not affected as bad as this one so much, that every call we received, that person thought their life was in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
They were losing everything.
And in many cases, it was.
It was.
Yeah, absolutely. So a big kudos to those three young ladies and to your entire team and to all of the emergency services dispatchers throughout the area.
Thank you.
They all do a fantastic job, and we wanted to recognize them a little bit this morning on Talk of the Town as well.
Well, thank you. That's really neat. It means a lot to them, too. Especially, yeah, Courtney's been around a little longer, but for Delaney and Micaiah, just to see, wow, this is the fruits of those labors now that, you know, we did this, we did what we were supposed to. It was a recognition, not that you always have to have that, but it was a real neat gesture from the Rock Valley EMT to start this process.
It always is nice when somebody notices.
It for sure is.
You know, you got to wonder if two of those three young ladies that night were thinking, what the heck did I get myself into?
I think they probably were. I do. And I know Courtney had worked that whole day, and she had actually left and turned around and came back on her own just because she realized these are two young dispatchers. I can't leave it. So she came, and I don't even know how many straight hours she was in there. It had to be 30, 40 plus. I mean, it was a long time. She just gave of her time to make sure, and it was really neat.
And so now we're talking about that night. How is Sioux County coming back from the flooding?
There's, you know, I thought one of those things you're used to, you know, events happening and then you pack up and you're ready for the next one. A lot of these areas are still very much in rebuild mode.
Well, yeah. I'm sure that, and I have not been over there.
Mm-hmm.
We did go to my hometown of Spencer the 4th of July.
Same thing, yeah.
And, yeah, there it'll be years.
Mm-hmm.
Years.
It will. It'll be years. And I know Spencer's probably the same as Rock Valley and Hayward, and in that they have areas of town that'll be forever changed and probably never inhabited in a residential capacity again.
Absolutely, yeah. We noticed that the apartment building that my wife lived in when we were dating had a big red X on the front.
Yep. Those are just lasting reminders.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, going back to that night with these dispatchers, I want to mention one other thing that a lot of people don't know is Rock Valley had an ambulance that was going to an emergency call that night and ended up getting overrun in the water.
Really?
And yes, and they were stranded in it and had to be rescued as well. And that was going on while new calls were coming in and over and over. And it stresses that how they handled something like that was just extra on top of it.
It was
really amazing.
And to dispatch something for help for a situation like that, this is your family mm-hmm. that's in distress.
Yes, exactly. And that was the case for one of our deputies even. He was off duty, but his grandmother was in a home that was really outside the water. It was about chest deep by the time they got there. And she was an old elderly lady that was just waiting for the Lord to take her home. She was sitting in her chair and figured this was going to be the end until rescuers came in and got her.
Wow.
And she had said that. I just figured this was it.
Just wow. Yeah. Just wow.
It is. Really is. And so many hundreds of other calls like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you can't, you know, I wish that, you know, maybe should write a book about it or something like that so it's not forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all the heroic things that everybody did.
Yep. And it especially the dispatchers. I can't stress that enough because they are the lifeline to the people that are in distress.
For sure.
And sometimes, in a bad situation, they are the only lifeline for an officer that's in distress.
Absolutely. And for, like we said earlier, for the officer to hear the calm voice versus the stress voice can impact their response.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing what that auditory level does to people on all levels.
Yep. It gets you to, okay, calm down, pull your head out, and, you know, just deal with it in a professional manner.
Absolutely. And I should say, and I need to mention too, we have 3 part-timers in addition to our 7 full-time that we couldn't do it without them. You know, they're often, you know, the unsung heroes after the heroes behind the scene. You don't see or hear much from them, but they are just instrumental in keeping it going. And they were during the flood too.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, again, to the 3 ladies recognized, excuse me, just a second. Allergy season. To the 3 ladies recognized last weekend, thank you, congratulations, and keep up the good work.
I would agree, Tom. Thank you very much.
And thank you for coming over.
You bet. Good to see you, always.
Always good to see you, too. That's Sheriff Jamie Van Voorst of Sioux County, and I'll be back after this.
Nicholas Keen and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Shelton are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Shelton.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Shelton.
Thank you for joining us for Talk of the Town this morning, brought to you by Maintainer Corporation, Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene, Northwest Iowa Community College, Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, Sanford Sheldon, Corner Discount, and by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon. Join us every Monday through Friday morning at this time for Talk of the Town on Classic Hits, Kiowa FM.